blank.
I've never been that
so funny.
Because.
Okay, would you ever maybe not go with the full of that, you know, to say I like him? If you were saying it quickly, instead of saying
I like him, he's funny.
Yeah, would you ever say something like I like him because he's funny?
Because. Probably would, yeah.
I'll bet you in the next 50 years that the BE gets lost up there.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I've seen people, I get students now that on my themes that write it down. Same thing.
See, here's something that's going to happen. I know that sometimes when you ask me a question, I don't answer it the same way that I would if I were just sitting down talking.
That's why I talked so much about it the other day. See, there's a lot of this that's already in there, but these are the ones that, some of these are very definite items, and I guess I shouldn't do with the straight interrogation method, but if I didn't, we'd end up here 15 hours. Obviously, the best method would be just a very leisurely conversation where I could work all this in properly.
Mm-hmm.
But a little bit of a problem with that right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I think most of this is some of this I'm getting is redundant because you did relay some stories. You know,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of this is already in.
Yeah.
That's why I'm skipping a great deal of it. For example, when you mentioned the churches in the town.
Mm-hmm.
I've already gotten that. But I didn't get. If two people became members of a church, you'd say they
joined.
Okay. And in church, people pray to
God.
And the preacher preaches a
sermon.
Right. And some people say, I go to hear the sermon. But other people say, no, I go to hear the
choir.
Okay. And
I go to sleep.
Well.
And in terms of the choir and the organist provided good together, the thing that they did was.
I don't know what word you're after there. Okay. Yeah, a recital?
All right, no, at a piano you sit down and play.
Right.
All right, and what is it you're playing?
Music.
Okay. And you might say, oh, that music is, talking about how good it is. You may say,
beautiful.
Okay. And the enemy and the opposite of God is called the
devil.
Okay. How about any terms that you might have, like your parents might have used?
Satan, Lucifer.
Okay, how about don't go out in the woods because some man might get you.
Boogeyman?
Yeah.
I never connected boogeyman with the devil. Boogeyman was just always a nebulous thing that might be waiting for you.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
My
Never, I never connected it that way. It was never given to me that way.
My nephew had, instead of saying boogeyman, my sister said ragman.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where she picked that, but ragman, he's just terrified. You mentioned ragman, he's scared to death. It's like, some kids might have been scared of boogeyman. I don't know.
Well, as long as the connotation is given that whoever you're referring to is bad and evil, the kid would
except some dude, there's going to be some poor guy coming to the door.
And I'm the ragman. It'll take off through the back door.
He says, you got any old rags? That's going to be awesome. All right, what do people think they see at night that frightens them? You know, they're usually dressed all in white and they sometimes...
Ghosts.
Okay, any other...
Spooks.
All right, anything else you might have called when you were a kid?
No, I think ghosts and spooks were the term.
If there was an old house around with these, we're supposed to...
Haunted live. House.
What was that a good place?
Haunted house.
Okay. I was talking when you did it. You might, someone further north might say, better put a sweater on, it's getting blank chilly.
Pretty chilly.
All right, another way you might say that, it's getting...
Getting colder.
How about you say, I would blank have this than that.
I would rather.
Okay. what do you say to a friend you haven't seen for some time, or how do you express your feelings about seeing him? And if you haven't seen him for a while, you just go...
Good to see you.